Dyer's Daily.
So I was thinking back the other day to when I was at primary school, and a certain moment that I think has stuck with me, and also something that might have been the reason for this podcast even existing. And I apologize if I have said this story before, because I realize sometimes I repeat things and I don't realize. But when I was in primary school, the teacher used to do this thing where she'd get us to talk about our weekend. So we go on a Monday or whatever, and she gets to talk about what we did over the weekend, and she'd go through each person. Now, that sounds pretty normal, doesn't it? It sounds like an ordinary classroom, what you would do under normal circumstances, as just like a filler, because it allows people to kind of express themselves in a way, and for people to find out more about you and that sort of thing. But one thing that she did, and I'm talking 20 years ago here, so there was no like mobile phones with recording on it or anything like that. She got a cassette deck and recorded us talking about it. Then she would play that recording back to us so that we heard how we sound, or how confident, or how shy, or whether our words were coming out. It was kind of like therapy, but it was also like trolling, because you think, oh no, you've made me really self-conscious about that. But on reflection, I realized that that's probably why this entire podcast exists, because I started it as a way of keeping my speech going, as I've said before. And often I will go back after a month of recording an episode and I will listen to it, because they're only like 4 or 5 minutes long. And again, I get that same sense of therapy and yet also dread, because I think, oh no, I have made a fatal error there in my pronunciation, or I haven't said something in the right way. Or my biggest thing is the spacing of gaps in between stuff. That is my biggest issue. But of course, back then, you know, 20 years ago, when I was so many years old, it was mainly the mumbling, because I was a little bit of a mumbler as a kid. So that, like we all are, really. And I think it encouraged me to speak a little bit more out there. And I think it encouraged it, certainly when I got to do the radio. I had to speak loudly and clearly so that you understood me. So that's a little bit of a story there, not much of one, just a little one, that kind of explains why this podcast exists. And kind of, I don't know, do teachers still do that? Is it something that they still do? Is that a technique that they employ? Because if it isn't, I think it should be. Because it's quite good, actually. I know some people don't like hearing themselves back, but it is a very important part of your growth. And I know that some people working in radio think that that is what you need to do. You need to go back and listen and learn from it, because nobody likes listening to themselves, but you need to find a way forward. And sometimes that's the only way to do it. It's interesting, really, isn't it? And that's one of the very few times that you will hear me talk about my primary school days, because, well, it seemed relevant this time, but not every story is relevant. So how am I doing? I've talked about me kind of revising, you know, and looking at myself and the way that I speak and the way that I act when I'm on the air. But how do you think I'm doing? Do you think I sound confident, or do you think I sound nervous? Do let me know. Well, this is the end of this edition of Dyer's Daily, but thank you very much for listening, and please remember to rate, comment and subscribe on your favourite podcast provider. This has been Jamie Dyer for Dyer's Daily. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.